Lock up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure, at least in his mind, Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday night, one of the last Thursdays of the summer. Hope you guys are all doing well, doing fantastic here on Plum Love Foods Live. Tonight, we got a great show. We're going to have an awesome roundtable talking shop night. That's what we're doing. We're talking shop. That's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Plus, we're going to announce the winner of the giveaway with Spiceology tonight. We got some great articles to talk about. And again, we are talking shop. That's right. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Jeffy's running a little bit late, so pinch hitting is the one, the only, my man, one of my favorite people on the planet, as a matter of fact, Chef Dan Monroe is joining me on the program. He's pinch hitting. Dan, what's up, brother? How are you, Chef?
Hey, man, what's going on?
You know, just sitting here reeling. You and I were just chatting a minute ago about the Marvel news. I gotta throw it in there. We were reeling from the Spider-Man Sony bullshit.
Yo, I drank a lot of hard seltzer water this week. I went in, man. I was like, yo, I'm going to just – I kept drinking them. Next thing I know, I'm sitting there passed out on the ground. There's like 47, you know, I'm just – oh, yeah, it hurts, man. This has been a difficult couple days.
It's been a difficult couple days. I think what cracks me up the most is you're drinking the hard seltzers, and you sent me a picture of yourself, and you said you were drinking the white clam. Is that what it said? What you said?
Yes, yes.
Isn't it called clam shell? I don't think it's called white clam, right? White shell –
White claw.
White claw, but you called it white clam. Claw. I was like, all right.
White clam. Yeah, white clam. That's what, yeah, I mean, Jeff started it, just was rolling with it. White clam. It's going to be at a Grafferber near you.
A Grafferber. There you go. Get yourself a Grafferber and a white clam. What's your flavor of choice there, Chef?
I guess black cherry, mango. I don't know, man. I'm just drinking it. I'm just trying to drink some alcohol sometimes, and I'm trying to stay fit. You know, I'm trying to, you know, go to the gym and look good. And 40 years old, I want to maintain that muscle. So beer can tend to sit on you. So I the beer for when it's a special occasion and it's something delicious.
Well, look, I'm gonna hit you up because after the summer, you know, look, it's no secret when I'm out here doing my job in the summer, I treat my body like shit. I don't do very well. I eat poorly. I drink beer. You know, and I drink beer to save myself, to be honest with you, Chef. I do that because if I start drinking a whole bunch of liquor and tequila, like I enjoy as well, it'll be a very short night and things might get wild. So I stick with beer because I can drink beer all night and hang out. Here's my issue. There's only so many nights in your life you can drink beer, you know, a lot of them, and eat pizza and just treat your body like shit. So I made a pact with my wife. I'm going to tell you my pact. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
I said, I'm going to get through the summer. Right? I have to get through Labor Day next weekend. Let me get through that. And when I come back, I'm going to rejoin the gym. I'm going to cut the carbohydrates out. I'm not going to drink beers every night. And I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. And I'm going to get back to it. And my wife knew me, Chef. She knew me when I was a very big, like, toned cut guy. I lost you, Chef.
No, it's Jeff.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, he's trying to call in. He'll call in. Let me add him to the phone call here. But that's my plan. Like, that's what my plan is there, Chef.
Sounds like a solid plan, man. I mean, you got to think about yourself.
That's, I can do it. I think the key thing for me in doing that is going to be, like, I have to be committed. You know what I mean? Like, so let me ask you this. Is it weights? Is it cardio? If I'm trying to drop 50 pounds, I'm going to change how I eat. We're going to cut the carbohydrates out. We're going to eat protein, lots of vegetables, on a regular basis, have a good, you know, eat food. I'm going to try to sleep better, too. That's another thing. I'm going to try to go to bed, not stay up all night anymore. And I'm going to go to the gym. Now, when I'm at the gym, because everybody knows, like, you're a physical Adonis. Like, you got an 8-pack abs. You got fucking the 26-inch pythons, largest arms in the world. We all know these things about you. That's why I'm asking, is it doing weights? What should I focus on to start to see the quickest?
Honestly, diet is 100% where it's going to affect you the most. You can work out and have a terrible diet and not get any results, or you can eat right, do everything you have to do by eating properly and not work out, and you'd be better off. It's always better to do both, though.
My good buddy Steve Austin says you can never outwork a bad diet. He says, I don't care how much gym time you do.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
You got to eat right.
That's what we're going to do. Well, we're finally joined by the one and only Chef Jeffy. Jeffy, what's going on over there? Are you sanding some wood?
What? No. I'm sorry. I was just trying to get a beer going here.
Are you making it? What's happening? It sounds like you're either running a blowtorch or a sander.
Blowtorch.
Oh, okay. Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, and of course Chef Dan joining you tonight. As Dan jumping into pinch hit a little bit. So we had a great show planned tonight, and now we have a mediocre show. No, I'm kidding. It'll still be a fantastic, a lot of fun program. Our guest we had coming on tonight, I'm not going to say any names, Jeffy, but had to pull out because his PR team said they wouldn't allow him to do this sort of thing, and it kind of pulled out last minute on us.
Yes, he did, absolutely. Not his fault. Still a great dude. Still love him.
It happens.
People get weird. People get weird, and they don't. I'm not sure the whole story there, but it definitely sounds to me like.
Well, I heard the whole story, so I want to give it to you.
Go ahead,
Dan. Is this cool? Can I take this time, Dan?
Take all the time you need.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. So look, here's what happened. So the sheer power of the Plum Love Foods program here with all of us has definitely. Affected everything when it comes, worldwide, Jeffy. We're worldwide. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and being the worldwide program that we are, obviously they caught wind of it, and they weren't sure if they were ready to have that much attention brought to what they're doing. And listen, we definitely would have gone a positive route, but I get it. I mean, we're three very intimidating gentlemen. Like, We're physical specimens, you know? I mean, we are works of art. If you look at myself, Jeff, and Dan, we are works of art. Dan, you're with me, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm like a Picasso. Like, I might look a little funky off the first look, but then you really take you turn your head a little bit to the side, you wink one eye, you look with the sunlight hitting me in the right direction, and boom, work of art.
You're right on point right there. It's like you look at the Mona Lisa, and you're like, oh, boy. And then after you're looking for a couple minutes, you're like, I don't know, I probably would.
Exactly. It looks like a dude to me, so no.
Does it?
But,
oh, well. So I think they were a little nervous about the sheer volume of attention they would have got from being here on the Plum Love Foods program. Maybe one day we'll work it out, be able to talk to him. He was a great front of the house guy who works some very famous restaurants. We were hoping to have him on, but and he was all game for it, Jeffy. He was in.
Absolutely, he's in, and he still might be in later down the road. We don't know. You know, it might be something that he has to.
Nope, fuck him. He's done. He's out. He's dead to me. Dan, tell him.
There may be a new incantation of him someday soon. So we never know. So.
Oh shit, he's getting fired?
No.
Oh. Well,
who knows what he's gonna do? Who knows what he's gonna do? He's a hot commodity, man. He's probably one of the best in the biz.
Damn.
We're up front.
Well, instead though, tonight you're gonna get an episode with us. Talking Shop. That's right. It's going to be Chef Jeff, Chef Dan, myself, Talking Shop. A little bit with you here. We're going to do a nice solid hour, talk a little shop. We got some articles to go through. We're going to announce a winner from Spiceology, the contest going on here Christmas in August on Plum Love Foods Live. We had a fantastic winner with the Ergo Chef knife, getting that great Guy Fieri knife. Our friend Food Fire Knives on Instagram got that. We're going to announce a winner on that here really, really soon on Spiceology. He hasn't posted it yet. I got to text him. Or call him or something. Like, boo, post a fucking picture of the knife.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. Did he get it yet?
He's got it. He was like, oh my God, this knife is amazing.
Yeah, I got one. It's hot.
You got one?
Yeah, mine came in the mail yesterday, 2 days ago.
You ordered one?
Yeah.
Did you use promo code Plum?
No.
Well, why not?
I forgot.
Jeffy.
Well, I bought it on Amazon.
Oh, you should buy it directly for you. Why would you just call Mike and tell him you want a fucking knife and let him get it to you?
Listen, man, it's all very complicated for me. It was easy to do it on the Amazons.
All right. Well, do you like it?
I love it. It's nice. Fantastic. Has a tactical sheath. I'm gonna wear it this Wednesday.
Amazing. Looking forward to it. There you go. So look, the fun part about all this is, I'm getting messages from Mike right now. Mike Stobb. He goes, did he really order one? He should have called me. That's what Mike Stobb just said. WTF.
Mike, I love you. You're the man. I support you, but I don't need your handouts, okay? I'll
wow.
slap that shit to the ground. I don't want no handouts, all right?
Handouts. Come out
here and full price like a G.
Like a G. And you use a promo code. You got yourself one.
Yeah, no, but seriously, it's an amazing knife. I love those guys. They do so much for us already. I bought it for work. I just want to support them. I think they're great.
Best knives in the biz, no doubt about it. Dan, you use some Ergo knives, right?
Yeah, we have a couple floating around. I don't have any myself. I'm actually looking to go ahead and buy some. I'm probably going to get a few, but we're working on, once we get back into the busy season, I'm going to grab a couple for the guys.
What are you doing, bro? You're in Connecticut, man. You got to go by the shop. You got to check them out, man.
Oh, yeah, no. I was already planning on doing it.
Mike Stobbs.
So Mike, I'll be in contact.
Hold on a second. You. Mike just chimed in. He's texting me. He goes, thanks, Jeffy. Appreciate your money. LOL.
Appreciate you, Mike. Appreciate what you guys are doing.
There
awesome.
You go. They're good freaking people, man, right there at the Ergo Chef, man. We love those guys. They make great quality knives. I got to get my knife sharpened is what I got to do. But check it out. So we had a call. We had to do a little pinch hitting tonight. We had a great show. We're going to talk some shop. Talking shop. It should be a lot of fun. We're going to do our Spiceology giveaway. Jeffy, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to announce the next Christmas in August giveaway from Plumlow Foods.
Ooh, what's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to tell you let's announce the winner of our next giveaway. Then we announce that giveaway. How about that?
Dude, it's like, how many days of Christmas are there in August?
My math is not so good. So I think our last giveaway is actually going to be the first week of September. But,
who knows? So it's like 4 days in August and 1 day in September?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll just keep doing it. I don't know. We keep getting shit to give away, so let's just give it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to give away things. It's fun. I hope you like it, too. Well,
why is it called Plumbus?
I agree. Plumbus? That's Plumbus. Well, that kind of sounds like my name if I was a super fat guy.
Plumbus.
Plumbus. See, Plumbus.
Yeah. Or it sounds like a villain.
With a white beard.
Does it sound like a villain in a Wes Craven film, possibly?
Plumbus?
Yeah.
Plumbus sounds like something that you clean something with. Like, oh, man, get me that brick of Plumbus so I can scrub this down.
Yo, give me extra that strength. Brick of Plumbus.
Yo, man, did you spray the Plumbus on that? Because that shit is nice. It looks shiny.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. Did you buff that wood with the Plumbus? That looks great.
Yo, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that at all. Well, check it out. We're going to play a quick commercial spot. We're going to come right back. We're going to announce the winner of the Spiceology contest when we get back, Jeffy. And then there's a really fun article that I just saw that I thought would be a lot of fun for us to talk about as chefs here as we do a Talk and Shop episode. I saw an article from FineDiningLovers.com. Of course, they're partnered by San Pellegrino. But it's called Chef's Share. 16 of the stupidest customer complaints ever, dude. Dan, you've got customer complaints before, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Jeffy, you don't get any complaints, do you?
No, man. It's all love. Everybody who touches me, sees me, touches my food, they usually, they fall prostrate to the ground and they weep. They love me. It's beautiful.
Like a rap.
Did you say they weep?
Yeah. Of
Holy
joy.
Cow.
Tears of joy. Only tears of joy.
Only tears of joy from Chef Jeff.
They're like, oh my God, thank you so much for being here. And I'm like, no problem. Please calm down. You're paying me. I'm not doing this for free, so it's okay.
Remember me come Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, check it out. We're going to play a quick spot. We're going to come right back here. It's Chef Jeff. It's Chef Plum. It's Chef Dan. We're talking shop tonight here on Plum Love Foods.
Yeah.
Stay right there. We'll be right back. With Plum Love Foods. Hang on, guys. We'll be right back. It's you. It's
fruit. It's powdered water.
Powdered water.
Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over! Powdered water is here! It's totally organic! Gluten-free! It's cleaner than Lake Minnetonka! Powdered water! We took powdered water to the streets of New York City! And let some lucky people try powdered water!
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water!
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better?
Powdered water!
Powdered water's amazing! I can feel the difference now! Wow! Wait, wow!
Was that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water!
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases, it makes you awesome.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with XXX. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Oh, yeah, coming back, Plum Love Foods Live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Thursday night. It's your boy, Chef Plum. It's your boy, Chef Jeffy. And, of course, Chef Dan Monroe joining us tonight here live on the program for a Talking Shop episode. That's right. Gentlemen, what's good, gentlemen? How's the evening treating you, man? You ready to do a little shop talk?
Yes.
Thanks, Jeffy.
Hard seltzer ready.
Jesus. He's really drinking that, Jeff. He's drinking that hard seltzer.
Into it with his shirt off and his little dog.
Yo, yeah, what is that about?
Why are you hating on my little dog?
Bro, I got a little dog too, but it was just a really weird picture. You with no clothes on with that tiny little dog in the background.
Yo, that's Anubis, man. Anubis is a god.
Look, I'm telling you right now.
Anubis is a god. That little dog is a tiny dog.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I saw that picture and all I could think was Dan looking at me going, shirts are for suckers. I'm drinking hard seltzer.
Shirts are for suckers.
Shirts are for suckers. I'm not a bitch. Shirts are for bitches. I'm drinking hard seltzer.
I would drink a hard cider before a hard seltzer.
Well, no, fuck Dan, that. I have to ask you. I know your wife, right? And your wife is a beautiful, very strong woman. Super nice, super funny. I love her to death. I think she's amazing. She has to make fun of you for drinking that.
Yes, she does. She's also a Gemini. She's half Puerto Rican, half Mexican. She has a lot of inner controversy going on, and she loves to take it all out on me. So it doesn't matter. She's good if I'm drinking. She's a beer drinker, too. I got to convince her to drink wine sometimes, too. She wants beer. So I'm the one that's like sitting there holding my white wine, and she's sitting there pounding back some Founders, like thick, rich beer, and I'm just looking like a bitch. But I'm confident enough in myself that I'm good looking like a bitch. I'm just like, I'm drinking what I drink. You know?
You're doing your thing. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I mean, look, how long y'all been married now?
We've been married 15.
Yeah, it's a long time.
We've been together 18.
It's a long time. She knows what she's getting into. She knows you have tendencies. She's not mad at you. She's used to it.
Nah, she yells at me all the time. She's like, this is not what I signed up for. You are not the man I married. This is bullshit. That's the life I live.
And you look at her, you went, shirts are for suckers. I'm drinking black shirts cherry seltzer.
Yep. Me and my little dog.
Fuck shirts. I have seltzer.
Yep.
Oh, that's too funny, man. That's too funny. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Love, Chef Jeff, and of course, Chef Dan, sitting in, hanging out with you tonight, guys. So listen, I thought it'd be fun to talk a little shop for a minute tonight, guys. And I know that we kind of all have different backgrounds, but it's all kind of the same background. And for me, I say that with as much love as humanly possible because, I mean, people in our business, I mean, we talk about it a lot on this program, Broken Band of Pirates, Lost Boys, that sort of situation. But does it? I don't think it matters where you come from, man, whether it's you're doing like a corporate dining, you're doing a corporate restaurant, you're doing a fine dining establishment, you're doing a neighborhood bar and grill, you're working, you're humping away in a catering place, you're doing private chef work. It's kind of all the same, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all the same. It's all everybody with the same heart going into the situation.
Right. You're also trying to serve people, right?
Yeah, that's what it's about. You do it for everybody else. I don't do it for me. I mean, there are times I'm like, y'all want this? Like, I just had this beautiful grilled cheese sandwich I made for myself. But, I mean, most of the time, you're cooking for other people. You're looking for other people to give you feedback, to tell you, you know, what needs to be done. And then you get their appreciation, and it feels good. You know, money aside, we do it because we love to give people our heart, basically take our heart, throw it on a plate, hand it to them, and hope that they like it.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with that. Jeffy, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, I feel like that's why we're I mean, as a chef or a cook, you're in service. Like, the whole idea is that you want to put smiles on faces. You know, you want that feedback. You want to look out there in the dining room or across the counter or at a table or wherever it may be that you're serving that person. You want them to be like, to get it and to feel it. You know, and like, I don't know. I love that.
Does it take time?
All I want to do is make everybody happy.
Does it take time in your career, Dan, to get to that point? Or was it there from the get-go?
To get to that point, I don't know. I would say that I've always had this desire to cook. I think it took a while for me to learn that cooking made me feel good because I appreciated other people feeling good while eating my food. I don't think I ever really noticed it coming off. A lot of people with the family thing get that. I didn't have a family thing. I learned how to cook because I had to, because my mom wasn't the best cook, and I had to learn myself, and I wanted to make things that were good. And then I found out that, oh, if I make things for people that's delicious, the feedback you get, just that love you get from somebody, it feels so good, and you're like, oh, I need more of this. So you cook for people, and then you're like, oh, wow, this admiration you get, this people feeling like when somebody tells you, oh, this is just like my mom or my grandma used to make, and I don't know their grandma or their mom, and that shit feels great. You're like on top of the world. There's no feeling like it.
It's that immediate gratification you get, right?
Absolutely.
But I mean more along the lines of like you finally realize in your career that it's not about you, it's about the client, the customer, the patron, whoever it may be. It's not about you and what you're doing, it's about them. That's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I learned that in the Army because I found out that I had to really put out, I really had the desire to put out good food, even right. though I was kind of not expected to. I wanted to, and I just wanted to give everybody all of me.
Well, Jeffy, what do you think for you?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it was.
It wasn't immediate for me.
Yeah, I think it was really, I cooked because it made me happy at first. It wasn't really about making other people happy. I really didn't get into, like, when I was a chef in a restaurant, I wasn't mature enough to realize that I should be trying to make everyone happy in the restaurant. I was full of myself, and I thought, like, nah, this is my food, and eat it the way I made it, you know. you know, shit like that. As opposed to just like now, I think if I had a restaurant, I would be more like, I don't give a fuck, whatever you want to substitute. Like, rewrite the menu if you want. I don't give a shit. I'll do it. Like,
well, whatever. Right. You want to do what the customer wants. But that's also
exactly. I want you to come to the restaurant and be like, have that was experience. Amazing.
Right.
That was a fucking awesome experience. You know what? I didn't like this thing, and the chef made how I liked it. And, you know, whatever. And, like, if that you can do that for everybody, it's like, you know, as a mature chef, an older guy, I find way more satisfaction in that than I did about, like, just putting a whole bunch of shit on a plate that worked.
Well, I think when you do it, too, it's about realizing that what's important when it comes down to it. And I think for me it happened, I mean, pretty recently. I think in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years for me to actually click in my brain. I was talking to someone here, I don't know, I guess 3 or 4 days ago, and she was asking me about, you know, my food and what I do, and I was trying to explain that I think my food is now in one of the best places it's ever been. I'm a better chef now than I've ever been in my life. And she was like, why? And I was like, because I just understand it now. I understand it more. And she goes, what, the food? And I said, no, I understand people. I understand, like, what it means to put something in front of somebody. You know, I understand what it means to tell the story about the food. I understand what it means that less is more. You know, I totally get it. Take me 25 years to get there, Dan. And that's, you know, but once you see that and you understand that, and I think you have a much better appreciation for it. Whereas opposed to, like Jeffy was saying, where you're in a restaurant and you're like, I'm not subbing anything on this menu. Go fuck yourself. Like, none of that's happening anymore. Like, it's about making the customer happy. If you can do it, you should do it.
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of you know?
I can explain it. I can explain to you what the point is, why people do with that. You know, and I'll tell you what it is, I think, in young chefs. So, well, I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for me. For me, it was control. Yeah. For me, it was about being in control and showing, look, I'm the one in charge here. Like, not the customer. It was like, listen, no, we don't do that here. I'm not changing my fucking tuna dish. I'm not taking the onions out of my fucking, you know, I'm not doing that. Which is stupid. They're paying your fucking salary, man. You got to take care of those people.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that it's all different now in this incantation of how my latest job is cooking. You know,
it's part of your brand. I think it's part of the Jeffy brand, the Jeff Perazzi brand, is that you are super accommodating.
I try.
It's a good thing.
I try really hard. Sometimes I'm not as, I you know, like even today, like I felt like I was starting to burn out, and like all these extra little requests started to like just eat me up a little bit. And I just think that's kind of like just a working a lot thing. But
in our line of work, that's kind of our job. That's what we have to do. That's what we're there for. You got to make sure.
Yeah. It's always, it's just like, you know, when like, I don't know if you get this in your household, but sometimes, not always. And I love everyone that's there, but you know, sometimes you get a lot of people at the house and they're all, I don't want to say needy, but they all need shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they all need a special something, or they want something, or
happened,
they need to
play it happened from tonight, and I have a story.
Go ahead.
No. You can finish. I have a story.
I want to hear your story, because I mean, for me, it was an accumulation of many things.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just one thing, and then it just started to like, and they were all really stupid, small requests.
Right. Well,
like, I snapped on a girl because she asked me for a small apron. She's like, oh, do you have a small apron? And I was like, no, I don't have a small apron. Oh, I have regular aprons.
Jeffy.
She was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, Jeff, you're being such a dick.
Yeah, you can roll it up to tie it and make it work for her. Come on.
Yeah, like, why are you being a dick? Like, you can just give her an apron and not have to talk shit, you know? Like,
right, there's no reason to be a douchebag to her.
Exactly, and I was feeling salty, so I did. And that's like, you know, maybe, and I felt bad because I could tell I hurt her feelings a little bit. And it was just like, yeah.
Well, so Dan, check this out, man. So tonight, I made a beautiful dinner tonight. So we have a great rotisserie on the grill at my job. And I did 2 beautiful chickens on the rotisserie where I went and pulled a bunch of herbs out of the herb garden, and you know, lemon, little garlic, and added a little pineapple juice to it. And so I marinated the whole chickens in that for about, you know, 40 minutes, an hour or something like that. Then I pulled them out and I salted them all nice so they would crisp up.
Yeah.
And then I popped them on the rotisserie, right, on the grill. Yep. Cranked it up, and I mean, and it's just the most delicious, juicy meat. Then I took some beautiful zucchini, and I grilled them lightly with olive oil and salt, tossed them with a little bit of butter and truffle oil, and then topped them with Parmesan cheese and a little nasturtium. Then I hit a beautiful tomato salad out of the tomatoes we grow right in our pots on the property. I mean, it was a great, like, Thursday night, beautiful, just delicious dinner, you know?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. I did a great salad where I roasted off a bunch of local peppers with local greens, and I peeled the skin off the peppers, and I chopped them up rough and threw them in the salad with some local corn. I made a beautiful tarragon vinaigrette with it, so it was a great little spread. And literally, as we're serving food, I'm told that one of our guests at the house this weekend, I found out, everyone found out at the same time, they're like, he doesn't eat meat. He only eats fish. He doesn't eat meat. Meanwhile, I don't have anything on. I don't have any fish. Like, it's all like a low key Thursday night delicious, you know, home cooked dinner. You know, rotisserie chickens and a great salad and some tomatoes from the garden. Like, it's an unbelievable delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any fish for the guy. But I know in my freezer, like last weekend, I had some shrimp I didn't use and I froze them. So, you know, I'm like, absolutely no problem, not a big deal whatsoever. And I cooked him awesome, roasted some shrimp off for him with a little lemon, a little garlic, and the guy loved it. And was it a pain in the butt? I don't know. What classifies a pain in the butt?
Well, shrimp are hardly a pain in the butt, dude.
My oven was already scorching hot. I
exactly. I mean, shrimp, and the thing is, they thaw in 30 seconds under water.
Yeah. I popped them in and roasted them off, and, you know, he's happy as could be.
Could you have done a vegan option?
Possibly, but it's not whether I could or whether I couldn't. I didn't know. Curious.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Like, what you could have. Because even less work would have been trying to take what you had and made something like a special dish that didn't have any protein in it. I feel like everyone is like so dead set on there need to be protein in it.
Well, bro, my thing was I was already plated, like everything was out. It was plated. Like people were walking up to the buffet to eat. The
fucking shrimp. I've seen you in action. Like, you fucking throw shit down. Like, I've seen requests come to you where you're the somebody comes up to you, the host, and they're saying to you, hey, so this person came and I didn't know they were going to come and I need to put something together. And you just go to action. You just, you know, put on your game face and just, all right, we got to do this. And then, we, you know, we handle it. So
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a compliment.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
But to me, that's part of the job. Like, we're being paid to be there, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a private chef gig, a catering gig. If you can do it, you should do it. That's what we do. That's why people bring us there. That's why people want high-end, you know, quality food, because we can handle that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we get paid to do. Figure it out. Make everybody happy.
Right.
That's it.
Look, I make the joke all the time. I'm like, look, everybody wants to watch David Blaine, but we don't need to show them how David Blaine does the tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, let's do the – we'll show them the magic show, but we don't need to show them how it happens.
And all the time that goes into it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. All the time that goes into all the time. Oh, look, there's Best Around. What the heck? Holy shit. Who saw this coming? Wow, Jeffy, do you see the smoke coming in the room? What the hell?
I know. You gotta show it to the smoke machine. You're gonna mess up the equipment, dude.
Kill that.
Nah, it's like there's no humidity or anything. It's good. It's safe for electronics.
Ladies and gentlemen, join tonight on here on the Talking Shop program with Chef Dave. Dave, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Good. We're nice just talking about, you know, serving clients and putting the customer first. And at what point in your career do you realize that that's what's important?
I mean, I was listening. I think that's always been important for me, is like making whoever I'm working for happy. And I mean, I'm always working for our guests, obviously. So if I can do it, I will. But something you guys were talking about earlier is like how you guys cook for others.
Yeah.
Like, I do the same thing, but it's still for, like, it's part of it's still for me, if that makes any sense. Like,
interesting.
The gratification from it is for me, you know?
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, I get that. And I get that it's still for me. It's kind of what we do as chefs. I mean, Jeff, what you do, is that still for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's for I definitely cook because I love it. You know what I mean? I think, I mean, I don't know. I don't cook as much of just my food as, you know what I mean? Like I the menus are always like, hey, what do you guys want to have? And then we like talk about it, you know, and like I come up with like, I make things based off of what I think they're going to like, not like I don't cook foods that I'm going to eat. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but do you cook food that you like or do you cook food you know that they like?
Bro, there's no food that I don't like.
Well, no, that's a really freaking good. I got asked tonight, Plum, what foods do you like? And I said, I mean, I don't know, man. I think I like everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what there is that I don't like. I mean, Dan, is there things you don't like?
No, there's nothing I won't eat. I say raspberries, not because I don't like them or because I wouldn't eat them, but because if I was to list every food item on the planet, that would just be the one at the bottom of the list. Like, that's just how it is. There's always that one thing that has to fall. You rank things, and that's where it is. Right. Necessarily wouldn't eat it. I'd eat it. Fuck it.
I mean, even something like that, you say the raspberries you don't like, and you're like, I don't think I'd eat that. You know, even still, like, I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of raspberries and those weird-ass little fucking seeds they have. It's not my thing either.
Seeds.
But I'll still eat it.
Yeah, it's delicious. Fresh raspberries, like locally,
right?
They're delicious.
They're fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, right now, it's here. The show is we're getting a lot of attention from people who are joining in and chiming in. From Hell's Kitchen and, of course, Private Chef out there here in the Hamptons, Chef Frank Bilotti has joined the program. Frankie, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Yo, man. Great to hear your voice, brother. Stoked to see you and to talk to you here. And you were just talking a little shop tonight here on the program, brother. Just talking a little shop. Sorry, I'm dropping my soda water as I make my cocktail. Very professional of me. But you're checking the program out, man. What do you think what we're talking about here? What point did it mean something to you? Like, when did the clients become what's important?
Wait, you gotta repeat that. I'm sorry, you broke up for a second.
You know, the client. Like, when did it click in your brain that it's important what the customer, client, whatever it is, like, when did that click in your brain that, okay, that's what the number one important thing is here?
When did it click? Okay. I mean, well, for me, it's obviously you're doing a job not for yours. I mean, you're doing it for yourself, but at the end of the day, you're working for a client, right? So it's what the client wants. I'm sorry. I'm getting jammed up on my side. I apologize.
What?
Wait, what's happening, Frankie? What are you talking about?
I keep on getting a phone call from somebody.
Oh, for God's sakes, Frank.
Right. You see what happens? I think I left the oven on. At
those
the house.
Kitchen.
That's not good.
Not leave the oven on at the house.
That's not good. But at some point in time in your career, like, it became more about, like, you went from angry line cook to, hey, I'm a chef, and this is what we do, and I understand these people are the people who pay my bills.
Yes, and I mean, it's a very tricky thing, because, well, obviously, we all do it because we're very passionate about what we do, and I mean, there are dietary restrictions, and there are things that people just want to eat for themselves. Like, this is what I like, and this is what I want. So it's hard to make that transition saying, hey, just try this. And I spoke to this to Jeff. We spoke about this a while ago. And I don't know. It's really more about the client instead of paying your bills.
Well, I tell you, I think it's important that you have the client or the client or the customer or whatever, and you're like, here, I want you to try this. But for me, I found the best way to go about that is to say to them, hey, let me make you what you like. Let me do everything that you like and make the food that you like and to build that trust. And then once you build that trust, you can then start expanding their palate and trying to get them to do more. I think you can do the same thing in a restaurant situation, Jeffy.
Of course you can. I mean, it's just about – I mean, there's amazing restaurants all over the place. That's what they do. Like, they don't say no to any of the customers, and they help the customer from soup to nuts. You know, there's not a thing they'll say no about. The answer is always yes. I mean, you pay for it. Those places are expensive, but they're there.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, Dave, at your place, Cell Rose, there in Montauk, a fantastic restaurant, doing amazing things over there. If someone has a restriction or dietary restriction or things they want to change, are you open to that? Will you make it work for them? Or are you like, no, I'm not doing that?
No, if I can make it work, I'm going to do it. I mean, they're our guests. You know, I don't call them customers.
Perfect.
So that's pretty much, they're here. They're here to have a good time, and we try to accommodate as much as we can.
Yeah.
If we can.
Now, how come when I asked for salt, I asked for no salt on the short rib, you kicked me out of the restaurant?
as he should, Chef. As he should.
That was a lie. That was a lie.
Hey, Dan, let me ask you, man. Let me ask you, Dan, because you do a lot of catering work outside there at the pantry in Fairfield, man. Do you get a lot of dietary requests?
Oh, yeah, tons. Yeah, all the time. That's why I worked. I've done keto, vegan, Whole 30, as many different diet plans as I could to try to learn what people want so that I can do it gluten-free, all that shit.
Well, I want to point out to those of you who don't know, Dan, a.k.a. Wolverdan, is a fucking animal. And, you know, Dan's one of the best cooks I know, hands down. I've told you that directly.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, he's a beast, and he's not lying. If he says he's looked at it and studied it, and he does. And that's what I think is important. Like, that's what I think changes. You know, that's the separation from good from great right there. Someone who will take the time to understand that sort of thing, Dan, honestly. I really do think that, but... right, Frank, for you, do you research when someone has like certain dietary restrictions? Do you try to learn more about it, or do you just go take pictures on the beach?
I usually just take pictures on the beach.
Well, you look good.
Sometimes I take videos on the beach.
Nice.
I do a lot of research on it. I mean, I've done research over the years, especially with the rise in.
Like, you love to watch dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Dolphins are definitely,
I love to... Well, dolphins and spice. And spice a lot of my preparation and design.
I can't make a dolphin sound, Jeff. I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I hear... Whenever Frank talks about dolphins, I just
okay, watch. Terrific.
Yeah, I hear the okay, terrific, but you guys can't hear it. But I was going to play a great joke, but you guys can't hear it. Hey, let me ask you guys this, man. When it comes to...
It's going to play a great joke.
It's going to be a fucking great sounder, but none of you can hear it because we're working on a... Just for those of you who don't know, I didn't open the show with this, Jeffy, and I probably should have when Dan and I, we opened, but we just went right into talking, but... I have half the equipment. I'm here at my my house, in the summer house that I stay at when I'm working, and I didn't bring all my equipment. I just brought one computer. So
you bougie, fuck you. Listen to you. Oh, I'm at my summer house, and you know I don't.
Well, I'm fancy. I'm fancy. I don't hide it. I'm fancy. When I get done with this, I'm gonna go throw five fucking things of caviar on the ground just to watch them break.
Nice.
That's my plan. And then you know what I do? You know what I do then? I put my bathing suit on and I slide around in it like a slip and slide.
Nice.
I believe that.
Yep. And I sing the Sesame Street theme song. So let me ask you guys this. Complaints. Like we all dealt with them our entire career. We all get complaints. Dan, what's some of the worst complaint you've ever heard? Like that everyone's ever come to you and said, or not even complaint, just, you know, hey, stupid thing you've heard from a customer. Let's say that.
Well, I mean, I got a complaint today that the beef was there to, in their opinion, was undercooked, and it was tenderloin. We sliced the entire beef tenderloin. I cook it to medium rare, but it's a beef tenderloin, so we slice it in, and some of it's gonna be
a little more
medium,
rare.
And it's gonna kind of go down to rare. So I tried to explain it to them, and then
wait, just time out, Dan, time out, Jeffy, doesn't like. Don't you kind of want a tenderloin cooked by Chef Dan right now? That shit would be delicious.
Absolutely. I'd rather have a pork chop, but I'll eat a tenderloin.
Yeah, pork chops are good. All right, sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
So then they come back and say, well, they're skeptical about beef. And I'm like, but you ordered a fucking beef tenderloin. Like, if you didn't want beef, why the fuck did you order the beef? So that's where I'm like, now you've lost me. Like, I want to help you, and I'm going to explain to you if you think it's too rare, what we can do to fix that. Because they already had it. They got delivered. They were upset because it wasn't medium rare. It was, like, rare, but it's just it's the granulation of the meat. You know, it was a big piece on one end and a thinner piece on the other end, and that's just how it works out. I can do my very, very best. And then you come back with, but most of them aren't really meat people or beef people. I'm like, the fuck out of here. Like, what do you mean? Like, why did you order the fucking beef tenderloin then? What? I mean, so that's where you lose me. So I understand trying to help, and I try to help every customer, and I still, they got credit for their fucking beef tenderloin. Like, you know, they're a good customer. We'll take care of you. I'm going to fucking, you know, fix the situation no matter what. But it's just like, come on, man.
Yo, if that happens.
Wait, let me ask. Did they eat it?
As far as I know, I mean, they had to be able to eat most of it. It was legit like five pieces on the end. And as I was cutting it, I'm like, they're going to complain. Because it was rare. Because it was one of those beef tenderloin where the one end was really fat. And the other end just wasn't as fat. And I cooked it to where it was perfect. It was pretty much perfect all the way through except for these five slices. So they ate fucking 75% of it.
Jesus Christ. That's the way it goes, isn't it? That's the way it goes. I mean, we got a great story, I think, here in the article we're going to read here in a minute that talks all about something very similar to that. Frankie, what do you got, man? You've had a customer give you a complaint that you're like, okay, you're a crazy person.
I think he dropped.
Did we lose Frank?
I think you hung him up or something. Or he hung himself up. Or he got into that weird zone where
We lost him.
Ofo.
Well, we'll try to get Frankie back on in a minute. Dave, what about you, man? You ever had a weird customer that screws you up or says something? And you're like, yeah, you're just a crazy person. You don't know what you're talking about.
Not really, like, so much that, but I recently had a server come back. And
a server? Said, hey. Okay.
No, it's not. It's a server telling me about a table. I go, two people at this table have shellfish allergies. And I'm like... Oh, fuck. Why did they walk in? Because you know, we have a huge raw bar, like lobster.
Glad they came to the raw bar.
Like 10 different sizes. Yeah. And then in the kitchen, we still have shellfish. So they're looking at the menu and they're like, what can they eat? I was like, I don't think they should. Like, did they not see the like towers of seafood next to them? How allergic are they? If they touch something, are they going to die? Like, at this point, I'm like, why did they, like, they can have the croquettes and, like.
Which are delicious, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And then, like, fries and stuff like that. I'm like, but the thing
they
is.
They can have the short rib, right?
Yeah, they can have the short rib, but, like.
That short rib looks fire.
The short rib is delicious.
Thank you. But it's like.
My favorite thing about the short rib is when they give you the chef portion to take home with you, and they put this whole fucking dish into a quart container. You eat it with a spoon on the way home. It's fucking back delicious.
It's great.
That's how I like mine too.
It's layers. It's like a short rib
parfait.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like a trifle, short rib trifle.
So it's layers. There's layers. Shit.
Hey,
little cubes of croutons in between.
Look, let me just. I want to put my man Dave over for a minute. So I went and helped him out at the restaurant a little bit and did some stuff over there, and then. And we worked, you know, it was a solid few hours we were doing stuff. And I said, I got to get some food, bro. I'm hungry. He goes, you hungry, man? Fuck, what do you want, man? We'll make some food. And I was like, I'm good. His boys were just starting to get into the shit a little bit. And I was like, nah. And he just goes, hey, fire a short rib for chef. And his sous chef was like, I heard. And next thing you know, he hands me this quart container with the short rib. And it's just beautiful, like just fluffy, just delicious, like horseradish mashed potato. So good. The fucking short rib and the carrots, and it's all in a quart container. And I was like, this is making me so fucking happy right now. I kind of want that right now. Dave, can we go to Cell Rose and get some short ribs in a quart container?
Yeah. I got the keys.
it's so fucking delicious. If you guys haven't, I'm telling you, it's so fucking delicious. And I gave Dave shit, Jeffy. I gave him shit. I was like, you want to serve short ribs in the summertime? In Montauk, and he was like, bro, yes. And he did it, and they fucking, it's a hot item for him.
I believe it. I used to sell short ribs in the summer. I sold them year round out here, and they never complained.
People love them. Hey, Frankie, you had the short rib, right?
I had, first of all, the short rib. It was one of the best short ribs I've ever had in my life.
There you go.
But you didn't stick around, what was it, last week, bro? You popped in for a second. You just stick around. We started a bar in the bathroom.
I saw. Is there nothing better than Frank describing shit? We started a bar in the bathroom.
It makes sense.
Hey, Frank, this weekend...
There's everybody else in the bathroom but a bar, so...
Hey, this weekend they're doing it again, Frank, and Dave's not going to be there. It's going to be you and me doing it because my family's not in town.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I was going to call you Saturday anyway to come fucking hang out. But look, Frank, we're talking about customer complaints, man. What's something that you got, brother?
I don't get complaints, brother. Have you tasted what I do? No.
Oh, Jesus.
One of the worst things I've ever gotten in my life was, it was not even like a complaint. It was just like like being ignorant, I think, on that part. It was, how'd that go? It sort of comes up to the window and he's like, hey, can you do it? Like, customer wants an Alfredo. I never put an Alfredo on any of my menus ever in my life.
Why?
Well, it's not my thing.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. No, it's fine. I understand.
I don't do that. And it's not that I really don't enjoy it either, but that has nothing to do with me. Customer goes, so you proceed to tell me, I'm like, listen, I don't have it on my menu, but I could do it. He goes, yeah, but chef, person's lactose intolerant.
Okay.
So, my question is, how do I do that? And I'm asking him, how do you do that? So, he goes, comes back and tells me, obviously, I'm not a real chef, that I don't know how to do an Alfredo with lactose intolerant.
Huh.
He tells me that the right way to do it is with an egg yolk.
Okay.
So I said, oh, so you want a carbonara?
Yeah, very similar, right?
Very similar. So you want a carbonara? The guy goes, I don't care what you call it, that's what I want to make. I send it out. The guy goes, I don't eat pork.
What?
So what did you want me to make? You just want egg yolks folded into your thing. Now, I can't put cheese in it, mind you.
Okay.
Mounted with cheese. Unless one of you gentlemen, chefs, can tell me how I would go about that. And this is going back, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, where you didn't have coconut milk, almond milk readily available in the kitchen.
You can try nutritional yeast, but that's probably not just hanging out in the kitchen.
Mm.
That's not. Yeah, what would you have on in the like on the line?
You can't use cheese.
Hey, how are you gonna use cheese?
You can't use any cheese.
I mean, I guess you use a pecorino. It's just lactose. I don't know if that's the same with goat. Sheep's milk. But pecorino's and sheep's milk, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I would go.
He asked for an Alfredo, and he said he was lactose intolerant.
Yeah, and he said that obviously.
Go fuck yourself,
Jeff. He's about to get mad. I was waiting. I'm not gonna lie. I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming. I was laying down. I was laying low, and I was laying out because I knew it was coming.
That's out of control.
I told the waiter, I said, come on, who's fucking with me? I'm thinking like it's like one of my cousins or I don't know, a friend of mine who just busted my balls. So I don't know, that's like when I went outside and I'm like, after the pork came back with the no pork. I said, sir, I really don't know where you've gotten this before. I've seen it on TV. You've seen it on TV. That doesn't mean that I could just pull it out of my ass and it comes onto your plate. That's not how it works here.
Yeah, that's what I would have said too. I would have lost my mind.
Fucking Jeffy.
So hard.
Dude.
That's bullshit.
I make a really good vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah, but look, look, that's one of the things, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. We got an article. Jeffy, we got an article we're going to talk about, which is going to be great, which addresses all this stuff.
But this is, hold on, though. This is the thing. You got to draw a line. Like, okay, well, let's talk. You're being accommodating, right? But then it's like, I mean, you're not a magician. We're chefs. So right. It's like, where do you draw the fucking line? Like, when is it like, enough is enough? You can't send something back 4 times. I'm not cooking it again. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing it. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not cooking you. If you send me back something 4 times and tell me that something's wrong with it every fucking time, get the fuck out. I don't want to see you ever.
Listen, I completely agree with you. And there's so many times. At that time, I had no stake in the restaurant or anything. So it was like, I'm trying to be accommodating. But you just fucking insulted the shit out of me, telling me I'm obviously not a chef because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Where the fuck did you see that on? Ratatouille or something?
Ratatouille. No one. Yo, Frankie, I got your joke. No one else caught it, but I caught it.
What did he say? I missed it.
He said, "Where the fuck did you see that shit? Ratatouille or something?"
Oh, Ratatouille.
Hey,
that's some bad shit.
Look, it's funny because I get people all the when you work in restaurants, you get it all the time. People are gonna give you, you know, different dietary restrictions and whatnot, and I've had tons of them in my life as well. But recently, there's a fantastic article that just got put out, which is pretty funny, by FineDiningLovers.com. It's a great website actually for chefs who I don't think it's super popular, but it's a great website. They put out an article called "Chefs Share 16 of the Stupidest Customer Complaints Ever." What I want to do is I want to read these to our chefs here on the panel and get reactions and see how they would react. Is that cool, gentlemen?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hit us.
All right, let's do it. So here we go. Which is hysterical. So here you go. Woman orders a meal, right? And she asks for there to be no salt, pepper, garlic, or any other herbs or spices in the meal. And then she sends it back because it's flavorless. Frank, would you lose your mind?
He's over there. Get the fuck out of here.
Dan, would you snap or would you be like, you're an idiot?
I mean, you just got to shake your head and kind of put, you know, tears should drop. You know, you're feeling a little bit of that inside where that rage is starting to build up.
The and
you
just rage.
Jump over the fucking line and just find this person because, you know, it's, you know, you try to accommodate, like you said, and it's just
right.
People are just kind of like out there sometimes.
Mm. All right, so check it out. So here's another one. This person says, this one time a customer came up to the counter and told us their burger was undercooked and demanded we recook it. Unfortunately, they decided not to tell us until they were 3/4 of the way done with the food. So the manager happily obliged and had their burger remade. Okay, fine, right? We all agree. Okay, fine.
Yep.
But check out this manager who is a gangster as fuck. You ready? After it was finished, he cut the burger into fourths and gave the customer a fresh quarter of a burger. Well done. The look on their face was justice.
Wow. I love that.
That's great.
I love that.
First of all, if you're a front of the house manager and you do that shit, you immediately are the chef's spirit animal. They're going to be your best friend forever. Like, that dude's my shit.
Don't be about me.
Yeah. That's my dude. When I'm working, he's working. From here on out. You hear me?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Here's my man Frank. Frank, you ready? Check this out. This is from the article again. It says, and again, this is people from the industry writing in and giving their things for the article. He said, the customer said, can I have this made with penne instead? I'm allergic to fettuccine.
It's probably the same dental.
Jeffy, what would you say to that? Jeffy, I can't have that because I'm allergic to fettuccine. Can you make this with penne?
I would just laugh.
Jeffy's like, this is not...
I just, you know, when those kind of things come at you, you have to just laugh because it's like, of course you're allergic to penne, you know, or whatever. You're a fucking idiot. You know, you like... Like, you know what I get upset about that is I feel like people who bullshit like that think that everyone around them is so stupid. You know what I mean? Like, how do you say something that fucking ignorant? I'm allergic to fettuccine?
The fuck do you say something so ignorant?
I would just laugh and be like, of course she is. And then I would send out spaghetti.
Oh my God. All right, look, so Dave, you have a great bar business where you work. You have a fantastic bar that you work at, man. Very trendy. You guys have a lot of fucking cool people there when you're doing it. I want to read you this one. You ready, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
As a bartender, I once had a waitress bring back a dirty martini because it, quote, tasted like olives. Trying to sound impressive while they order the drink, are we? I don't want a martini. It tastes like fucking olives. This tastes like olives. Like,
Dave, how do you handle that?
Well, I mean, it's a dirty martini with fucking olive juice in it, so they obviously didn't like read what it was. So I would send them a shot of vodka and tell them to shut the fuck up.
Well, here's what I like, though. Here's what I like. And Jeffy, jump in here. I like that he's actually sending the table something. All right, so now they feel like they won. Which is what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't want a martini at all. At fucking all. I mean, there's usually olives in, like, a straight up martini, so it's gonna have a taste of it. But it's dirty martini.
You have to say it though. I mean, no, there's a bunch of martinis. There's a martini with an olive. There's a martini. There's a martini okay, up. But, there's martini. With this. I mean, I just think that you have to know your language if you're gonna order a drink like that. Like, I don't know many bartenders that would put up with that kind of ignorance. You know what I mean?
That's some ignorance, for sure. For sure.
Like, I made him a gimlet.
But well, I give Dave credit for saying I'm gonna send him a shot of vodka.
Then not like what you order, you fucking douchebag. You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. You know,
well, here's the problem. Can you guys all hear Jeffy getting mad? I've only read three, and Jeffy's like ready to fight somebody already.
Well, I just don't want to take. You know what it is? I'm already bubbling about this kind of shit.
That's why I'm doing it tonight.
And, hold on, can I chime in for a second? Can
please.
I chime in? All right, so at what point do we have an obligation, though, to teach our customers like what they need to know? Because I have a lot of that where people come in and they don't really understand a lot of what we understand, because there's so many things out there now that people think they know, but they don't know.
It's a good point.
They have an obligation to ask questions if they don't know. We shouldn't be able to read their fucking minds and be like, oh, let me tell you everything about this because you know nothing about it. They have to ask.
Absolutely.
How are we supposed to know?
Wow. Well, Dan, check this out. Ready? Here's another one from this article from finedininglovers.com. It's called The 16 Stupidest Customer Complaints a Chef's Ever Heard. Here we go. Dan, you ready?
Let's go.
Here it says. It says, in my table waiting days, I had a guy eat his entire 14-ounce prime rib, except for the fat. He had made a pile of the fat on his plate and asked me to weigh it so he could have a prorated refund equivalent to the weight of the fatty bits. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's great. That guy's
fucking Jeffy. Jeffy loves this guy, of course. Go fuck yourself, Jeff. Fuck this guy. This guy's an asshole.
I mean, at least he's being practical, right?
You know, he's like, you know, this is actually unacceptable. I ordered steak. I didn't order the fat of the steak.
Look, I wanted Dan's opinion on this one, Jeffy, not yours. I knew you would love this guy. I hate you for that. I knew you're like, this guy's great. He wants to weigh it, at least.
Yeah, that guy's a piece of shit. What are you talking? Yo, really?
Like, it's prime rib.
Fat. Eat the fucking fat. Yo, see, I was trying to be good. You had me. I was like, I'm going to be the guy that's going to come in and say, we need to, you know, nah, fuck that guy and his fat. Like,
the guy's a fucking
just
asshole.
Take a handful of it, throw it in his face, send him on his way.
I got to be honest, as a chef, I agree with you. But as a cheap fuck that I am, I love this guy. I mean,
I love this guy.
I mean, who would think? You know, like, ooh, look at all this grizzle. Let me send this back and see if I can get a little more meat instead of this grizzle.
Oh my god,
that's what I would have asked for. I would have been like, hey, listen, do me a solid,
Frankie. I've got one for you. I've got one for you, Frank. You ready?
God.
Once I had a woman. A woman who ate her salmon dish, and she said it was delicious, but she didn't think she should have to pay for it because it was served upside down to her.
Oh, motherfucker.
With the face that I have on right now, the exact face I would have.
I mean, how do you not laugh at this when they tell you?
It's dumbfounded. I would just stare at
her. I would just stare at her. I was like, listen, if you want some shrimp to look like dolphins and a pineapple, I got you. But let me tell you what, that's how we do our salmon.
So, yeah. This is just
Dave.
Me off.
Dave can't control
why.
Himself. It was, Dave can't control himself. So you couldn't be quiet. Let Frank talk.
So how do you want your salmon, missionary?
All right, Dave, go ahead, brother.
So obviously, she thinks it was served upside down because it was the skin was still on, right?
Oh,
this
is
my guess.
I mean, we're
so
guessing.
You would sit. You would serve it skin side up, and. Sorry, I don't know. That's happened to me. I've had it sent back because they're like, you guys flipped it upside down. I was like, no, we served it right way.
Oh, come on.
Optimum crispiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people don't like crispy skin. Some people pull it off. They think skin is gross.
I mean, I would pull it off, but they wanted it. They said it just wasn't plated. That's why this hit a nerve with me instantly. I've had that happen. Not necessarily like,
hold on,
I didn't have to pay
they
for
said
this.
Leave the skin on, but put it down so it's soggy and weird on the plate?
Right. They said, we want you to flip this over and then send it back out to us. I'm like, what?
Okay,
so, I mean,
but at that point, was it like a baked salmon? It's like a baked salmon, I can see that. But like a roasted, crispy skin salmon, obviously, is going to be skin up.
Yeah, it was roasted, skin side up, nice and crispy.
Did you just flip it over and send it back out?
Yeah, it's still fucking. Oh, why did they?
Well, I mean, that's the shit that fucks with me when someone's like, excuse me, I don't want this garnish on top of this. And I'm like, bitch, use your fingers and pull it off your plate. What the fuck do I got to do it for? Like, you know what I mean? That's like a power move. That's like, you know, some weird shit. I hate that.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Can you cut my steak up for me?
That I can understand. Cause some people shouldn't have sharp objects. I will cut up a steak for some people.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, check it out, you guys. I want to just reset the table for a second here. Check it out. Plum Love Foods live right now. It's your boy, Chef Plum. And, of course, Chef Jeffy with us. We're joined tonight by the one and only Chef Dan. He's pinch hitting, jumping in with us, hanging out, doing a fantastic job. And, of course, Chef Dave and Chef Frank Bellotti is on the line, too, joining us. We're talking about a bunch of complaints you've had in the kitchen. We've all had some bullshit complaints, of course. We all know how to deal with them. We've all dealt with them. But FineDiningLovers.com posted an article about 16 complaints that chefs have gotten, the worst 16 complaints. And we're definitely striking some nerves as we read some of these complaints. I want to give one to you, Jeffy, that sounds like it could happen in your career. Okay, you ready?
Good.
They had someone send back the French onion soup because they didn't like onions.
What? No, I mean,
I just said that.
Does anybody just love how he's like, what?
Seriously like that, though. It's like, how do you take that seriously? It's like, that's like, it's like, on a Tuesday, I can handle something like that.
Right.
You know, if it's Tuesday,
Friday
and
night,
someone sends that to me, I'll giggle and be like, oh, would they like the French potato soup? Like, you know, I'll be funny, you know, whatever. But not on a Saturday.
Wow.
Not come with that bullshit on Saturday night about, and you know what it is? This is the other thing. Fuck the food runners at these restaurants that are not fielding these things for the chefs. If I had to hear some shit like that, I will choke the guy out that brought it to me. Like, you motherfucker, yep. You know goddamn well what the answer is going to be. What the fuck do you think the answer is going to be? No French onion, no onion. Fuck! Get the fuck out of my face with that shit, you fucking moron. Learn the goddamn language and get back out there and teach him that French onions. It's in the fucking word.
All right, Jeffy, it's not real. It's not real. This we're telling a story. You settle your blood pressure. I'm watching the heart monitor. You're getting your fucking pressure's getting up. Relax.
That it's insane, and the fact that no one's stopping this.
Like, I know, but
it's not the floor in this.
But this isn't real life, like Jeffy. It's an article. Relax. I cannot take you to the hospital again on a fucking weekend like this. I can't do it. Can you relax? I just want you to tone down a little bit. It's an article.
I'm good. Right. I'm just saying.
I got you. No, you're totally right. I'm with you, but just calm
shouldn't
down.
Shouldn't a food runner would in
yes. Yes. Okay. You're right. But I don't need you having another stent put in. I don't want
to
do
I'm not
that.
Trying to freak out here. I'm just trying to keep it but I mean Jesus. Onions and French onion soup?
Right.
Like, well, how would that even come to me? How would that even get to me?
I know. I got to agree with Jeff. He's right. He's 100% right.
All
like,
right.
Like, the woman who...
We'd even hear that out of your mouth.
Exactly. That's like a high school kid that's working and it shouldn't be a waiter. And if he came back to me with that and said, like, oh, hey, chef, they don't like the French onion soup because they're onions, I would just smack him. I would hit him so hard his head spun all the way around.
Jeffy, calm down. It's not real life. Calm down. This isn't happening.
A medallion in a sock.
But you know, that brings up a good thing because I feel like the front of the house is not what it used to be. Back in the day, people were like, you know, long timers. They did this for their life. They were servers or waiters. And they did this their whole life.
Good
Nowadays,
jobs.
people don't do it like they used to. People don't want to fucking be a server. There, you get these people that come in and out the place all the time. Front of the house is the hardest place to get good people in because they don't give a fuck. So you're asking them to actually care about what you're doing, and they don't. As much as you try, there's always going to be half of them that don't give a fuck. They're just there to collect the check and move on.
No doubt about it.
Dan, how often do you like peek outside and you go like see what's going on? And you just see them sitting there on their phone.
Oh, dude, 100%, no doubt about it. Frankie's right. It drives me freaking up the wall when I see that.
Nobody's allowed phones anywhere near the kitchen or anywhere on the floor. Obviously not on the floor.
Word to my fucking mother, if I ever got another restaurant, I would put cameras in every corner of that motherfucker, and I would fire my own tables because I would have like a crow's nest on the line. It would just be like, I would be like, Barbara, get out there on table 10. They're almost done. Stop fucking looking at that thing.
You got a server named Barbara? What's she doing?
Everyone would have a headset. I would like have like a thing. I'd be like, hey, you, get off your phone.
And Barbara's a good thing. You have Bluetooth like earpieces like the Avengers in all your servers' ears.
Absolutely. And I would have like a conference call. I'd have be able to say all sorts of things.
That's what's up. Dave, I got one for you.
Wait, before you go with the whole cell phone thing real quick. I'm not gonna tell you what place it was when I was working at a place. The general manager walked up to the busboy, took his cell phone and dropped it in the deep fryer in front of this kid.
I love that guy.
From that day on, me and him became best friends.
I bet
he's definitely a hero.
That guy's awesome. That guy's the man. Dave, you ready? I got one for you, Dave.
All right.
One time a guy came up to the register at the cafe/French restaurant I worked at, furious about the stale chicken on his salad. My manager looked at the salad and said, "Sir, that is a crouton." The customer returned to his seat without a word.
That would explain it.
I mean, honestly, Dave, have you ever had any dumbass customers like actually make their way to the kitchen on you yet at Selrose?
I've had people like come around to the raw bar before, and there was one person that tried to like grab one of the tags for the oysters, but no, not as far as like complaints or anything like that.
Well, look, real quick before we talk about that, I want to say goodbye. Our good friend Frank Bellotti is going to jump off the line. Frankie, we appreciate you joining us, brother. You're the man. I'm going to holler at you on Saturday. All right, brother?
Absolutely, guys. Listen, I love the show, and obviously you always tune in.
So, hey,
shake it sleazy.
You're the man, brother. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Frankie.
There he goes. Chef Frank Bellotti from Hell's Kitchen. It's amazing. Jeffy, I say it all the time. It's amazing the friends we make on the show.
Absolutely.
We're doing the show. Frank's out doing stuff.
Good brothers and sisters out there.
Frankie's texting me. He's like, I want to talk. Let me on. I want to talk. Let me on. So, well, fuck, of course, brother. Come on on. You can talk.
You're welcome.
You know, he's a good dude, man. I like that guy a lot. But it's amazing. I remember working at Applebee's back in the day, and I was dishwashing, so I wasn't on the line quite yet. And I remember watching some customers come in to the kitchen and scream at the line cooks about some shit that was going on. And I thought it was so fucked up. And so did the guys in the kitchen, to the point where they did some terrible things to these people's food, which I do not agree with. I don't care how bad it gets. But watching that happen really made me feel weird. Dan, have you ever done anything to anybody's food before you sent it out?
Honestly, fuck no. That shit actually makes me mad. When I saw that movie with Ryan Reynolds Waiting, and they had that whole scene where they put the pubic hair and the fucking spit.
Oh,
that's
terrible.
That makes me so mad, because that's that whole, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, even if you're a piece of shit, maybe I don't know. I don't want to do anything specifically to anybody like that. Like, I just tell you to move the fuck on.
Yeah, that's not
all right. All right. First of all, you don't hate enough. If you have hate in your heart, like some real hate for somebody, you would fuck with their food, because that is where it's at. You want to see?
I'd rather punch you in the fucking face.
I'm telling you right now, man. You wanna know what it feels like to just feel like sweet, sweet revenge and satisfaction? I mean, sweet revenge, my friend. I mean, the kind that like the only it's like it's good. And what you do is you don't ever tell them. You just know in your heart that they ate a booger.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's... Oh, fuck. I don't know, man.
I'm just saying. Yeah, not as an adult, but when I was a young man, I had definitely put roaches in cops' food. I did all sorts of shit, man. I hated
this.
I was a terrible person. I was a terrible young man. And I hated some people. And allegedly, I may or may not have done some terrible things to some food as a young man.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, after reading this article with you gentlemen, my favorite is definitely, can I have the have this made with penne instead? I'm allergic to fettuccine. Are you fucking kidding me? I would lose my mind. Jeffy, I don't lose my mind. Dan, you've seen me work. You've worked. I don't lose my mind. I would lose my mind at that point.
That's a rough one.
I'm like, are you stupid?
It's beyond stupid, man. That's like another.
I'd have to go out there and talk to him. I'd have to be like, excuse me, but do you know what fettuccine is? And then I'd bring out fettuccine. I'd be like, this is fettuccine. This is a pasta made out of flour, semolina.
Have you ever had to, Dan? Have you ever had to go and like stare the customer down because they fuck
fettuccine?
Yo. I will just like that. If someone comes up to me and says, like, clearly they don't understand what the fuck they're talking about, I will bring out props. I was like, this is what you need to understand.
Dan shows up with a poster board. Dan's got a fucking seventh grade science fair project he sets up. He's like, look here, this is the solar system.
Let me got a whole PowerPoint presentation for certain
workers. Oh my God.
Fuck yeah, like, this is what it's got to be. Like, I bring out a cart. I have a little guy that does a little dance. It's amazing.
Oh my God. Bro, well, look, I got to be honest with you guys, man. What a great fucking show tonight. Seriously, like, we called a fucking couple of audibles, and what a fun show tonight, wasn't it, Dan?
Hilarious.
This has been hilarious.
I mean, seriously, it's a great fucking program, and I appreciate it. I think we should do more of these. It's like a venting. I feel like we vented.
I feel spiritually cleansed.
Well, now it's weird. Thanks for making it weird.
I got my sparkling seltzer, and I'm ready to go.
How many have you had? How many of the sparkling fucking clam bar drinks have you had?
I mean, six, maybe? Wow. I got to count the cans. They're on the floor. I don't know.
Did they go down quick?
Cans of seltzer?
Without making you feel guilty.
Well, I don't want you to be guilty, but, like, did they go down that quick? The easy?
No, they're smooth. You know, they're dangerous. That's what Jeff's problem is they're dangerous. And I get that. I have two girls. And my daughter was like, can I drink one? I'm like, fuck no, you can't drink one. The Why fuck's not? Wrong with you? She knows now. She won't drink one.
I like how you said Jeff knows. Like Jeffy drinks White Clam or White Claw, whatever it is. Dave, you ever had a White Claw?
Yeah, like last weekend. It was my first time.
What?
Having one.
Jeffy, are we late to the party?
Dude, I've lived in Montauk for 3 months. I'm surprised I made it that long without having one.
Bro, I've tried them. It's just not my bag of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if somebody's like, hey, you want one of these? And that's the only thing at, like, the place I'm at. I was like, yeah, do you have mango or grapefruit? But besides that, I'm not going to go buy it. I'm not going to be like, you know what I could really use right now? Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get in here and wrap it up really quick. Big shout out to Chef Dan, Chef Dave, and of course, Chef Frank Pilate for joining us on the program tonight. A lot of fun talking shop with you. We'll be back next week on a Thursday night with Plum Love Foods Live. And we'll have another great guest for you. Don't forget, I can't end the show, gentlemen. I can't end the show.
Oh.
We forgot something.
What did we forget?
Fucking handout.
Did you say a handout? It's not a handout. It's a contest.
Contest.
Oh, that too.
The fuck, Jeffy? It's not a handout.
The contest winner of the day.
I mean, you. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I sounded bad earlier.
It was Christmas. Well, and Christmas is a handout.
I was about to end the show, and I realized we haven't done the giveaway winner yet. But Jeffy was like, "The handout? You can't just yell that shit in 2019."
All right.
I mean, I don't.
I'm sorry. It's Christmas, though, and as a child, we were poor, so I got a lot of handouts.
I hear that.
Oh, Jesus. All right, here we go. Let me pull up here the Instagram post.
Oh, Jesus.
See what we got. A lot of people entering. I'm going to scroll up and down several times here.
Mix it up.
And the winner of this contest, gentlemen, this is what's really cool about this contest, this giveaway.
Spiceology is actually going to replace the entire spice collection in someone's cabinet with all Spiceology stuff. I mean, how cool is that?
That's insane. That's insane. Someone's going to be super pumped.
Yeah, I mean, that's freaking dope.
I'm super pumped to win that. That's a dope prize.
I think it's a dope prize, too. I'm excited about that. Okay. No, shit. Alexa Farrell is the winner of the contest.
Alexa Farrell
from News 12, the Bronx. News 12, the Bronx. Alexa Farrell, you are the winner of the Spiceology contest. How about that?
Alexa Farrell.
Whee! Wow, getting all the spices replaced. How about that? Wow. What a great contest. Maybe we can get on News 12 because we're giving her the winner.
Wow.
Who said wow? Who did that? Who said that? It made me feel like I was an asshole.
What?
Okay.
There you go. Alexa Farrell, you are the winner of the Spiceology contest. Hey, Jeffy, Dan, Dave, guess what we're giving away this week? The announcements. I'm going to make a post tomorrow about it. Guess what we're giving away the next...
A weight mop.
God, I'd love to give away... Could you call them?
Cock locks.
Jeffy, can you call them? Because I'd love to give one of those away.
Absolutely. I haven't been using one yet.
We don't have a weight mop, but I'm going to tell you right now what we do have. The next big giveaway here on Plum Love Foods, Christmas in August, our good friends over at Shoes for Crews have given us a gift code. And you know what the gift code gives you? Anything you want from their website. You can go on their website and get any pair of shoes. Anything, Jeffy. Anything.
Anything?
Anything. You can get
amazing.
Any pair of shoes you want from the Shoes for Crews website. Dave, I know you're wearing Shoes for Crews, right?
Yeah, I got them on right now.
Solid pair of shoes. I wear Shoes for Crews. It's some really, really good quality stuff. We got to give away.
Wedge?
Say it again?
You think they have a wedge?
Yeah, of course. I don't know what that means, but yes, I'm sure they got it.
Is there like a pump?
It's kind of like a pump, but it's more like solid. You know, it's like a...
It's
for beginners. It's a beginner's pump.
Is it? Yeah, they may have that.
I can't walk in a whole pump yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay. They may have that, but check it out. We're going to give away, announce tomorrow, the giveaway from Shoes for Crews. You can go on the Shoes for Crews website if you win and pick anything you want in Shoes for Crews. Jeffy, they're going to send it to you for free. How about that? For free. I mean, Dan, that's a dope gift.
For freedom.
Oh, yeah. Shoes are everything. Like, I have a specific pair of shoes that I wear because I only buy one pair because I work my ass off to know exactly which pair I need because you're on your feet all day long. So shoes are super important.
It's dope. It's dope. So check it out. The announcement's coming tomorrow on Plum Love Foods. And, of course, you can check out my Instagram at chef_plum. Any of the boys here in the program, too. Forking Chef, Chef One Above of All. And, of course, Chef Dave Boredom will all post it as well. We're giving away a pair of shoes. How many radio programs listen to that your boys hook you up with pairs of shoes? We're giving you shit to put on your feet because we know. Because we've been there. We get it. That's one of the most important commodities you got, your fucking feet. If you don't have your feet, you can't work, Dan. You can't work if your feet are fucked up.
Nope.
Exactly.
Can't. How many football players lost their careers because of toes?
All of them except for that one dude who was a kicker.
Yep.
He had a wooden shoe, and they bust him for it later. It was a whole situation.
Yeah, the Swedish guy.
Yeah. What, he kicked with a wooden foot?
He had half a wooden foot, and he would kick the ball, and he would kick it like 60 fucking yards. And everybody's like, what shit?
My dude. That's my dude.
He was Swedish.
And he made
Sweden, man. Go Sweden.
Bro.
You know why?
He signed like $60 million deals. That dude made some money with his wooden-ass foot.
Man.
They couldn't even sue him after the fact because they were like, you didn't ask me if I had a wooden foot. You knew
there's
I had.
There's no rule.
Yeah.
Who the hell was this? You have a wooden foot.
I can't think of his name. It's not Janikowski, but it's something
I'm
like
that. I'm going to say it's Hans Gutreidefluffen.
Hans Gutreidefluffen is the guy who it was. He kicked for the Raiders. Hans Gutreidefluffen. That's right. All right. Dude. Check it out tomorrow. Make sure you check out at chef_plum on Instagram to get all the deets on the new giveaway. And, of course, big shout out to my man, Chef Dan, Chef Dave, Chef Jeffy, Chef Frank for joining the program tonight. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Love you guys.
You guys are the man. And, of course, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. We'll see you next week. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.